Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As WIA President Michael Owen, VK3KI, has reported, the Foundation licenses stopped the previous trend of amateur numbers dropping. Times have moved on, and our once-favourite shops have rationalised their inventories to reflect purchasing trends. In a population of 22 millions, a licensed amateur community of about 15,000 means we are spread very thinly when retailers come to swap our dollars for their products. Some retail spokespersons have been decrying the use of online buying. Well, for me, being able to buy items that are no longer available from local outlets lets me pursue some of my radio interests which would otherwise be denied. I know from researching purchases that there can be equivalent items for sale locally, but often at twice the price. I can buy them in from overseas. I also know that the cost of freight from USA can be a large component in the total cost. With our dollar matching the greenback, it looks tempting to purchase from US bookstores. Add in the postage and packing, and then check with the WIA bookshop, and you are more inclined to buy locally. We are fortunate that some of the storefront retailers drop hobby products. We have more enthusiasts building successful online businesses in VK. With online payment and ordering, we are perhaps better served now than in past times. We just need internet access to still buy Australian. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Hello, this is Doug Friend, VK4OE from the Brisbane VHF Group. And on behalf of the group, I want to make sure that everyone knows about 2 days coming up that will be devoted to the absolutely fascinating and satisfying area of our great hobby, amateur microwaves. In southeast Queensland, there is a growing interest in microwaves by a number of amateurs. And here we're talking about those bands above 1 GHz. And there are many starting at 1296 MHz. Several amateurs have equipment for a number of microwave bands up and working already, and they're ready to go out to high places to use what they have made. Some others have started to make gear and will value an opportunity to test what they've made in the presence of encouraging friends. So, on Sunday the 25th of this month, we'll be running a test and tune day for microwave gear. Anyone who has completed or half-completed projects that need testing can come along to Rob Bathgate's VK4ZDX's place at 53 Arrol Street, Camp Hill, and we'll have power meters, spectrum analyzers and other test gear available. There'll also be several experienced microwave amateurs there to meet and to discuss things with. Anyone who even has a budding interest in microwave frequencies is welcome to come along. Then on Sunday the 16th of October will be a real live out in the field test and demonstration day for microwave gear. Different stations will be located on different hills around the Great Southeast, and the aim will be to demonstrate how amateur microwaves really can be a lot of fun. So mark the 25th of September and the 16th of October on your calendars, amateur microwave testing and demonstration days. This has been Doug Friend, VK4OE from the Brisbane VHF Group.
Wireless weather. Stanford physicists probing the sun's deep interior have successfully predicted the emergence of sunspots on the surface a full 2 days before they appear, providing the first early warning of the violent solar storms that can endanger astronauts in space, disrupt electric power grids on Earth, and plunge cities into darkness. SFGate.com says solar physicist David Hathaway at NASA's Marshall Space Center called the development an important result. "It's long been our hope to see the storms with sunspots before they show up," Hathaway said. The experiments that led to the announcement in the journal Science were conducted by Stratos Ioannidis, a graduate student in physics at Stanford, and his colleagues. Analyzing signals from a satellite peering at the sun, they detected the acoustic signs of four electromagnetic storms that were being generated as turbulence 40,000 miles deep in what Ioannidis calls the roaring ocean of the sun's interior. "The system will have to be refined and proven," the scientists cautioned. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.